It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This Sunday, the second annual City Spree takes place. Markers are set all over the city so that participants may run in whatever direction they choose for as long as they want. The goal is to see as much of the city as possible. The race is sponsored by GTEC, and funds from the race will go towards community lawns. Joining us in Studio A to preview the event are Adam Nelson, City of Play founder and director. Adam, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul.
And Sarah Inamorato, communication specialist for growth, technology, energy, and community health. Sarah, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Adam, we'll start with you. Remind the audience what City Spree is.
City Spree is a 5K with no course. It's a race that starts with all the participants in the middle of the race course. There are checkpoints on all sides surrounding them, all the way out to a 5K distance. And runners can run to any number of checkpoints they want. If they run to 6, they run at least a 5K. If they run to 13, they run a 10K. And the object of the race is to encourage people to explore parts of the city that they haven't been to before, that they may have felt uncomfortable going to, they may be unfamiliar with, and to do so in a fun way, in an engaging way.
The marathon has a way of doing that, taking you to places that are maybe outside of your comfort zone. Can people go that far, conceivably, in this event?
I haven't measured. I think if you ran to all of the checkpoints twice, you could run a marathon. This is a race that's designed to be accessible to people of any ability. So there's a walking race, there's a 5K running race, there's a 10K running race. And really, if all you want to do is wander around, explore, visit these checkpoints, that's open to you as well.
And what is special about this year's event?
So this year's event is not just the second time we're coming back to the East End, helping to introduce people to the neighborhoods in that area, but it's helping to support a project called Community Lawns. And this is a project that we're working on with GTEC to turn vacant spaces in the city into places where grown-ups and kids can come together to play.
And Sarah, what is GTEC's role in the community? Let's have you explain that before we go on to how you're tied into this year's City Spree event.
So GTEC stands for Growth Through Energy and Community Health, and we're really a resource for communities so that they can get the most out of their place. And we do that with a couple different programs. We help communities repurpose their vacant land. We help them reduce energy use in their homes, and we help them recycle used cooking oil for biodiesel production. So it's really about taking those wasted resources and turning them into assets for the community.
And so how are you tied into this year's City Spree event?
So for this year, we're working with Adam on the Community Lawns Project, and we want to help him. He came to us with his creative and innovative idea, and we want to help him get access to those lots and find what will be the best community to put this in, who will be receptive and be a partner in something like this, as well as just navigating the process and getting access to that land.
And who will use the land plots?
So Community Lawns is a program that's designed to be funded by a group of members. So if you're familiar with the Bayardstown space in the Strip District, Deep Local created that space. It's a membership-based organization, membership-based lot. Community Lawns functions similarly in that you can become a member, get access to lots all around the city that are planned or being created. But anyone in the community can come to these lots and play in the spaces by bringing their own equipment to the lawn games. Each lot has a different set of games installed in it, things like classic games like cornhole, horseshoes, ping pong, and a locker on site where members can open and access the equipment needed to play each of those games. But if you have the equipment yourself, anyone in the community is welcome to come and use the space.
Interesting. And who is going to maintain the land plots?
So the Community Lawns Project is a separate project of City of Play working with GTEC, and part of the funds from membership goes towards maintaining the lots.
This conversation or this show is kind of coming full circle because we were talking earlier about you know, when it comes to maintaining these particular land plots, there is, of course, this restoration of Mellon Square that is being completed. And in fact, it will be reopened tomorrow. And I understand that you, Adam, had a chance to work on this 3-year revitalization.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing and ironic that we happen to be on the program today. I used to work as an economic analyst, a land use economist, and I did some of the impact studies for the Mellon Square Revitalization Project. And there's an interesting parallel between what that project is and what we're trying to do together, which is that the ability to change a piece of land in the community and make it work better for the community is not something that necessarily needs the Pittsburgh City government or large organizations to sign off on. The community can often revitalize its own pieces of land with the help of organizations like GTEC.
We are talking about the second annual City Spree taking place on Sunday. And again, it involves markers set all over the city so that participants can run in whatever direction they choose for as long as they want. And the goal that everybody needs to keep in mind is that they're there to see as much of the city as possible. The race sponsored by GTEC, and funds from the race will go toward community lawns. We're talking with Adam Nelson. He's City of Play founder and director, and Sarah Inamorato, communications specialist for GTEC here in Studio A. Where are some of these plots located? Have we covered some of the areas in which people can find this? Sarah?
So we haven't yet nailed down exactly where the community lawns will be. We are looking around East Liberty area because that is a community that's really kind of snowballed in its development in recent years and also has become a hub for kind of that young entrepreneurial spirit. But also borders on a lot of communities that have
sure.
a lot of opportunity and potential. So we thought that would be kind of a nice central location to start, where we can bring in these new young, this new young life, as well as connect with other communities to activate those spaces.
Which neighborhoods are in particularly need some help?
Well, I think that any neighborhood can benefit from having a community gathering space. City of Play did a project recently called We Are Here. It was a project designed to highlight third places, which are naturally occurring community gathering spaces. The bar on Cheers is a good example.
Third places.
Yeah. So a third place. Your first place is your home. Your second place is your work. And your third place is a place where you can go and feel at home that is not necessarily your home.
Hmm.
So the bar on Cheers is a good example, right? Everybody knows your name,
sure,
right?
Right.
Those kinds of places are very important to the community, and we believe that you can create places in communities that don't necessarily have them by giving people a place where they can congregate, where they can interact with each other, interact with their environment in a way that's open and playful and enjoyable.
Now, I went on the website here, and so we're getting ready. This event is just it's year two,
it's right,
but you can call it annual.
That's
because
right.
It's the second year, City Spree. So I was looking at the commonly asked questions.
Okay.
So I'm going to run these by
excited.
You guys. And so yeah, I knew you'd be excited. So either Adam or Sarah, you can jump mm-hmm. in and answer these. If there's no course, how do I know how far to run?
Each checkpoint that you run to is set up within a certain distance of the race. And as long as you run to a minimum of 6 checkpoints, you'll know you've run at least a 5K. The difference between City Spree and a normal race is that a normal race, you have to run a certain amount of distance within or in the fastest possible time. In the City Spree, you have an hour to run a 5K, and you can run as far as you want or even further. You can run at least a 5K.
An hour to run a 5K. That's pretty slow.
Yeah, it's plenty of time.
So you can take your time.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the main difference there.
Okay, is the City Spree a timed race? Does it matter how fast I run? I think we just answered that.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Can I see a map of all the checkpoints?
No, not yet.
Aha.
The checkpoints
will
are
there
secret.
Will there be an opportunity for them to do that at some point or not?
Yeah, all the checkpoints are secret. There are a few. So there's a couple of GTEC lots that uh-huh. are featured as checkpoints. There's a couple of organizations in the area in the East End that are featured as checkpoints. But most of them remain secret in order to kind of increase the mystery of the race before it begins.
Okay, here's a good question. How do you pick the checkpoints? How do you pick them?
I think we look for anchors in communities. So different organizations that are active in the community at large, or spaces that people wouldn't necessarily frequent on a day-to-day basis, but are an asset to the community.
And because this year's race is designed to support the community, or the Community Lawns Project, we're also featuring a bunch of playgrounds and other kinds of park spaces throughout the city.
What if – this reflects a little bit of panic here, I think. What if I've never run before? That's inconceivable. But somebody asks, what if I've never run before?
Well, that's fine.
You can walk.
You can walk. You can jog. You can take your dog with you. We've had people run in the past with babies and strollers. The race is not about finishing first, really. It's about getting the most out of your experience of running.
What if I'm great at running? Asks someone.
Then go for it.
How many points is each location worth?
Each location is worth a certain amount of points, and the more people that go to a given location, the fewer points it's worth. So you can win the race by maybe not being the fastest, but being the most clever. Going to the places where you think fewer people are going to go, going to areas where you feel like you can be the first or second or third into that area, and then running on to another one.
So this is really a race meant for tortoises, not hares.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to think about it. Though hares will do well, but everybody can kind of have a good time.
How will I know when I get to the right location?
There's a big sign, a big bright yellow sign. It's going to say City Spree in big letters. There's some locations will be staffed by volunteers who are also wearing big bright shirts, waving flags, making sure you know that you're in the right spot.
Okay, so we're running out of time here, but I must ask this one last question. What happens when I come back?
Party.
Party on. Yeah. Is there food?
Yeah. So we're having a finish line party at GTEC. They've been very fortunate to have this space and make it available to us for the party, and beer, food, all that sort of stuff, music at the end.
I'm sorry. Did you say something after beer? No. Adam Nelson is the City of Play director and founder, and Sarah Inamorato, communication specialist for GTEC, talking about the second annual City Spree. It takes place on Sunday. Have fun, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. Go to our website, wesa.fm. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.